We've been working hard on this parak, so we're going to finish up the sixth parak tonight, Amir Tzashem, and maybe get a little taste of the seventh parak. We have a very, very interesting Gemara that we have to still explain to end this parak. And it appears in Maseches Menachos and Daf Samachay. On the screen, we're going to take it from the words, Ve'im kol zeh. Ve'im kol zeh sha'amitos heim gezeros al Yisrael. We've been learning very fascinating concept of the Maharal, that we have to view mitzvos as decrees. Mitzvos were not given to us because of us. It was not given to us from the perspective of the makabel, of the one who's receiving it. It's not because Hashem wants to bestow goodness upon us. It's simply because HaKadosh Baruch Hu decrees and demands that there should be mitzvos. Now, again, you'll say it's a matter of semantics, because every time the Maharal does that, he says, well, don't get the wrong idea. Of course, mitzvos are really good for you. But he wants us to understand that mitzvos are coming from a place of midas hadin. Or again, to use his words that he used last time, and he'll use it again tonight, that there's a din, there's a decree that Hashem bestows his goodness upon you. Such a funny way to speak, right? Imagine I say to a person I want to give a tremendous gift to, I decree upon you this gift. Decree? What do you mean decree? The very word decree has midas hadin, implies something negative. But again, that coercion by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu thrusts the mitzvahs upon us is in fact even further for our benefit. And he hasn't really explained that so much in this parak, but we saw it in earlier prakim, that the very fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of demands it of us, there's no way to escape that reality, which is a bracha. I'm stuck being a yid. I'm stuck with a life of Torah and mitzvos, right? And I might as well embrace it because, by the way, it is really good for you. But you should start off with an attitude of it's an obligation, it's a responsibility. It comes from Midas Hadin. So therefore, says the Maharal, Im kol zeh. Even though we've explained at length that mitzvos are gezeros, they are decrees, they are certainly letov lanu. Definitely something to think about as we enter the 9 days this week. We have to recognize that from Him, from the Holy One, blessed is He, who is the source of all that is good, nothing other than good can come. Hashem is the tov hagamor. And therefore, ki kol ma'isav heim tov hagamor. Everything Hashem does is tov, right? So even Hashem's gezeros, his decrees, are really tov. And that's obviously, again, a very deep idea that Maharal is explaining throughout this parak, that Hashem forces you to receive the goodness of Torah and mitzvos. Rakia tov hazeh gazar aleinu. But we have to, again, understand that this tov is decreed upon us. V'lo shiesh kan shum tzad rachmanos rak hakol din. It's not coming from a place of mercy, from the perspective of the receiver. Rather, it's the king has decreed. It comes from a place of din. Remember, we ended up last time, we spoke about how Bereishis bar Elokim, Vayar Elokim es kol asher asa. Throughout the beginning of creation, it's always the name of Elokim, the name of Midas Hadin, right? That we refer to the Torah as Rachmana, but when Hashem spoke at Har Sinai, the Gemara says that we heard the voice of Hashem mipi ha-gvura, midas ha-din. So again, it's all coming from a place of din, but it's the greatest good. And again, anyone who's learned Chassidus understands that out of the greatest darkness comes the greatest light. As the Zohar says, out of the biggest struggles comes the biggest blessing. So out of midas ha-din comes the makor ha-bracha, comes the place of all that is tov. Okay, but here's the interesting Gemara we have to work through tonight. This is what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to the Baitusim. Who are the Baitusim? Tzaduk and Baitus. We encounter them Derech Agav and Pirkei Avos. Tzaduk and Baitus were the Tzadukim and the Baitusim, right? The founders of the Tzadukim and the Baitusim, sometimes referred to, as the Maharal explains in the 69th chapter of the Sefer of Tiferes Yisrael, sometimes called Kira'im, Karaites. Why are they called Karaites? Because they believe in Mikra. They don't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh. They believe in Kra. They believe in the Psukim. Okay, so Tzadukim and Baitusim read the Torah very literally and interpreted it as such. So the Gemara Menachos says in Perek Rabbi Yishmael, Shahayu Baitusim Oimrim Atzeres Acher HaShabbos. It says that we should start counting Sriyasa Omer after Shabbos. What is the Orthodox Shabbat of the first day of Pesach? Sfira. What do the Tzaduk means after Saturday? Which means the first day of what? The first day of Sfira is always going to be a Sunday. Okay? So the Baitusim said Atzeres Achar Shabbos, and by extension, I guess that means that what? What that means is that Shavuos will also be after Shabbos. Nitva lahem Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai v'amar lahem. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to them, what are you talking about? You don't know how to read a pasuk in Chumash. That's not what after Shabbos doesn't mean after Saturday. Shabbos in that context means the Yom Tov. Shabbos means a day of rest. After resting on the first day of Pesach from Malacha, we start counting Sfiras HaOmer. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to them, Shoitim minayin zeh lachem. He said, you fools, where did you get this crazy idea from? What's the logic to it? There was no one who could respond to explain the Tzaduki opinion, the Baitusi opinion, the literal reading of the Chumash opinion, except for one Zakin, one heretical Zakin, Shayim Mafatfeit Kenegdo, who was arguing and bickering, right, chirping. Mafatfeit. He was chirping. He was tweeting back at Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He said, I'll tell you why Shavuos is always on Sunday. I'll tell you why we start counting Sfira when we do. Achar HaShabbos. Because Moshe Rabbeinu loved the Jewish people so much, he figured, why get them one day vacation when I can get them 2 days vacation? He knew that God was going to decree, unlike other holidays, right, which are a week long, Shavuos is 1 day. So we might as well make it into a long weekend, no? So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu tikna lachar Shabbos kedei she'sangu shnei yamim. Ah, he made it on Sunday, so that way they can get a long weekend, get Shabbos and Sunday off. Kara alav mikra zeh. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said back to him, what are you talking about? Moshe Rabbeinu loved Klal Yisrael, so that's why he played with the calendar in this way, in order to what? In order to get them a long vacation. The pasuk says, "Echad asar yom mechoriv derech har seir." The Jewish people had a very short journey from Har Sinai to Eretz Yisrael. V'Moshe oiv Yisrael haya lama ichan mamidbar b'ayim shana. Right? If the Jewish people could have gotten from Mitzrayim, so to speak, to Eretz Yisrael in a short period of time, so why did Moshe schlep them around in the midbar for 40 years if he loved the Jewish people so much? Okay. Now Rashi on that Gemara in Menacho says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was just messing with him, so to speak. Right? He says a ridiculous thing. Moshe's trying to get us extra vacation days. So he said back to him, well, if Moshe loves Bnei Yisrael so much, why did he schlep us around in the Midbar for so long? But the Maharal is going to explain that no, that listen to every word. And this is one of the greatness of the Maharal. To listen to a little agarata like this, which we'd say, cute story, interesting idea, and go weiter, the Maharal picks it apart and shows how every bit of it is mamish deep secrets. Ubir inyan zeh, says the Maharal, ki abaitusi haizeh hayasover ki chagim v'mo'adim v'ashabes gam ken kulam latova sula onig Yisrael ve'enu gezeh asadin. This baitusi thought to himself, why do we have Shabbos? Why do we have Yom Tov? Why do we have all of our holidays? It's an opportunity for us to relax a little bit. Right? It's certainly not coming from a place of Midas Adin. It's coming from a place of Hashem wanting us to be able to relax, have a good time. V'almar ki Moshe oiv Yisrael, v'al yado nitna Torah li Yisrael, she'e letov lahem, l'fichach yesh lam lisanik beiz yamim. And since the Torah was given through Moshe Rabbeinu, who loved the Jews so much, so he worked it out that they can get a little extra oneg. They can enjoy even more, because after all, Hashem is the source of all that is good. Hashem wants us to have good, so why not have 2 days good? Now, here's where the Maharal gets really brilliant. Think about the Gemara for a second. Hold on a second. What are you talking about? You say Moshe Rabbeinu loved the Jewish people, so he worked it out that they should have 2 days. What do you mean Moshe Rabbeinu? Why not say Hashem loves the Jewish people? So Hashem transmitted. The Baitusim don't necessarily, the Tzadukim Baitusim don't, the Karaites, they don't hold necessarily that Moshe Rabbeinu forged the Torah. They hold that Moshe transmitted the Torah, it's meant to be interpreted literally. So why don't they say that Hashem loved the Jewish people, and that's why God gave Shavuos on a Sunday, so that way you can get a Saturday and a Sunday off. Right? Why mention Moshe Rabbeinu? Ah, so look what the Maharal does, it's brilliant. V'ra v'havein divrei habitusi. Listen carefully to what this Karaite said. Shomer Moshe Oiv Yisrael Haya. V'lo Tala Hadavar Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oiv Yisrael. He didn't say that Hashem loves the Jewish people, so therefore Nasan Lem Shisan Gushnei Yamim. Hashem gave us a 2-day vacation. Why did he say Moshe Rabbeinu loves the Jewish people? V'ein Abaitusim Koyfrim B'Torah. The Baitusim do not deny the literal Torah, the Torah Shebachsav. Shalom Matzanuze. Right, that's not what we find about them. Rak Sheheim Koyfrim B'Torah Shebal Peh. Like I said, they're called Karaites. They're called Karaim because they hold of the Mikra. They don't hold of the oral tradition. Aval Gam Baitusim Haya Yodim Ki Midos Hashem Yisbarach V'Gezeiras Odin. Ah. So the Baitusim also understood that what? That from Hashem's perspective, as the Maharal has been developing in this whole parak, the Torah was given from a place of din. Right? Mipia Gvura, Bereshis Bara Elokim. They know that from the literal reading of the Torah. It comes from a place of din. So why are they saying that what? That it was given in a way that should be more pleasurable for us? Rak Amar Bishvil Sha Torah Nitna Al Yedei Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashalom. But what the Baitusi was saying is that since the Torah was given by way of Moshe Rabbeinu, v'lekach nitna al yado kamosha makabel muchan, since the Torah is given in accordance with the ability of the one who's receiving it, v'hu haya oev Yisrael, and Moshe loved the Jewish people more than anyone loved the Jewish people, nasan al yado shiasan gubeiz yamim. You understand what the Maharal is saying here? He's saying, had Hashem given the Torah simply just from Hashem's perspective, enachanami midas hadin. But it's a relationship. Hashem gave the Torah to someone who was receiving it. Moshe, as our shliach of Klal Yisrael, receiving on our behalf, is able to, because of his love for us, is able to bring down the Torah in such a way that it's loving, that it's welcoming, that it's more pleasurable, that we get a 2-day vacation instead of a 1-day vacation. But listen to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's response. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says back to the Siddiqui, "Va'al zeh heishiv Rabbi Yochanan, echad asar yom echorev." Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says back to the Siddiqui, "We were 11 days away. We had a short journey, which turned into 40 years of wandering in the Midbar." V'ratza b'zeh ki ma'isa Moshe ha'imidaso ayosher. You picked Moshe Rabbeinu, what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was saying to the Tzaduki. You picked Moshe Rabbeinu as an example of Avas Yisrael, but you're forgetting something even more essential about Moshe. What do we know about Moshe? We call him Rabbeinu, he's our Rebbe. What else do we know about Moshe? Moshe, in many ways, is the greatest judge of the Jewish people. Right? When Yisrael gives Moshe advice to rework the system, He understands there needs to be lower level courts, but Moshe Rabbeinu is the Supreme Court. Moshe Rabbeinu represents Midas Hadin. What else do we know about Moshe Rabbeinu? There's a Rashi at the end of Chumash, Vayhi Bishur and Melech, right? Refers to Moshe Rabbeinu as a Melech. Moshe Rabbeinu is called a Melech sometimes in Chazal. He's the king of the Jewish people. How does a king run? How does a king govern? A king governs with Midas Hadin, with a deep sense of Yashrus. Right? Not from a place of Rachmanis. There's order in the court. There's order in the land. Law and order. Right? So therefore, it says the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, back to the Tzaduki, you're focused on the fact that Moshe loves Klal Yisrael, which is true. But you're failing to realize that Moshe ha'imidaso ha'yosher v'hayaslo ha'kol b'din v'yosher. Moshe Rabbeinu is the ultimate example of Yashrus. V'hayaslo ha'kol b'din v'yosher. And by Moshe Rabbeinu, everything is Yashar. As the Maharal writes in, let's say, his Sefer Netzach Yisrael, Kol Dvarav Shal Moshe B'Mishpat. Everything Moshe did was Mishpat. Moshe was very, very medactic to be Yashar. I mentioned in the Shmuz on Erev Shabbos, right? The Medrash Tanchuma, and Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't figure out what he did with those missing 1,775 shkalim of the Mishkan, and he was so upset. Oh yeah, yeah, it's not Yashar. I have to manage my books. I have to have a proper accounting. Every penny was accounted for with Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't stray one iota from the Dvar Hashem. So Moshe Rabbeinu is Midas Hadin. V'lekach nitna Torah shel din al yado. So you want to say, the Tzaduki wants to say what? That Moshe Rabbeinu loves Klal Yisrael, and therefore the Torah was given in accordance with the receiver, Moshe Rabbeinu, the lover of the Jewish people. No, says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, there needs to be a receiver who matches the giver. The giver, as we've been learning in this parak, is giving from a place of midas hadin. And Moshe Rabbeinu, the receiver on behalf of Klal Yisrael, is the embodiment of midas hadin. Ve'im haya muchan Moshe l'tovas Yisrael shetinasin Torah al yado shi l'tovas hamakabel v'lo mali midas hadin lam ha'olichan b'midbar ba'im shana v'hu haya manik shalhem. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai says, if it's all about making the Jews comfortable, so why did they get slept around in the midbar for 40 years? It must be that Moshe Rabbeinu is not here to make us comfortable, and the Torah was given to us not to make us comfortable. Does the Torah come with all of the goodness in the world? Yes. Does Moshe Rabbeinu love us more than we love ourselves? Yes. But it's the starting point, the root of it all, is Yashrus and Din. Right? Nimtza Shaloya Moshe Muchan La'anegosam. Moshe was not trying to make us comfortable. Ula Anosam, Rak Moshe Muchan Hela Yosher Va'emes. What do we say about Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe emes, visaraso emes. What's the first words of the Torah? Bereshis bara elokim. The Baal HaTurim says the Sofrei Teivos of Bereshis ends in a Taf, bara ends in an Aleph, elokim ends in a Mem, it's emes. The seal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. Moshe Rabbeinu, we call him an Ish Emes. He's the Raya Mehemna. He's the faithful shepherd. Right? He's a person of truthfulness, of Emes Ve'emuna. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Emes V'Toraso Emes. And therefore, don't try to says to the Baitusi, don't try to play the Moshe Rabbeinu loves Klal Yisrael card. That's true. Hashem loves Klal Yisrael also. And Hashem wants us to have a good experience in this world. But the starting point is that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Melech, and Hashem was a Melech. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world b'midas hadin, and Moshe Rabbeinu runs the world b'midas hadin. That's really how it goes. I want to just mention in the footnote over here, in the Machon Yerushalayim edition, Rabbi Hartman's footnotes. So he says the Gemara in Menachos on Daf Chavtes tells us that when Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Madrigos of Rabbi Akiva, when he had that encounter in Rabbi Akiva's Beis Medrash, and he asked the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, if you have such a great person, why do you want to give the Torah through me? Right? And he sees the end of Rabbi Akiva and his suffering, and he questions, what's going on here? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response to Moshe Rabbeinu is what? Shtoik kach ala b'machshava lafanai. Moshe Rabbeinu, don't question the fact that I'm giving the Torah through you. You think Rabbi Akiva is more worthy? This is my machshava. So Rav Yitzchak Kuttner, in the Pachad Yitzchak in Rosh Hashanah, Maimer Dalet Osir Aleph, Rav Kuttner explains in the name of the Vilna Gaon, that when it says kach ala b'machshava, it's a code word. It's a code word of it's a secret way of saying this goes back to the original machshava. What was the original machshava? How did Hashem want the world to be? Bereshis bara Elokim. Again, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Bereshis unfolds. It's Hashem Elokim. It's Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's Hashem's name of kindness, of mercy. But the original intention was midas hadin. So Moshe Rabbeinu, you look at Rabbi Akiva and you say he's a better candidate, and Hashem says, quiet Moshe, this is my machshava. What's my machshava? You Moshe, you who are Midas Hadin, you are my machshava. That's how I want it to be. That has to be the foundation of Torah and Mitzvos. That locks us into Torah and Mitzvos, that you're not able to opt out. Again, like we learned in the previous year, right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands us to receive this goodness, and it's not optional. It's not like a person who says, I have a great opportunity for you, and you can say, thanks, but no thanks. A person is forced to accept this opportunity, and that's to our benefit. Amnam ein akavana po. Let's finish up the paragraph. Amnam ein, v'chein, so let's take it here again. V'chein ha-Torah, sh'nasar Hashem Yisbarach ha-yedei Moshe, akol v'midas adinu v'yosher, ve'lo yomer b'zeh shu l'anas ha-makabel. It's not, again, for the benefit of the receiver. If it was, Moshe Rabbeinu would have slept us around in the midbar. V'davar amuk ma'od, V'heishiv Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's response to the tzaduki was very precise and very, very deep. He wasn't just being doichahim, which is what Rashi writes on that Gemara. Rashi says, the tzaduki is giving him trouble, so he gave him a funny answer. But the Maharal is revealing to us, no, there's a pnimius to the answer. That the answer, Moshe Rabbeinu, was dafka the one chosen to give Klal Yisrael the Torah, because Moshe is midas hadin, and that's how Hashem wants us to receive the Torah. Last but not least, final paragraph for tonight. And I guess we'll start Perek Zion on Tuesday. Amnam ein akavana po chas v'shalom. Baral says, I want to just emphasize once again. I don't want you to be confused by what I'm writing, because it's a very different way of maybe looking at it. She'ein im divrei ha-torah ha-tov v'ha-noam. Ki kol d'racheh ha-darchei noam. Right? I don't want you to think, chas v'shalom, that the Torah is lacking in goodness and sweetness and all of that. Lehefech, kol d'racheh ha-darchei noam, v'chol nisivoseh ha-shalom. Shezeh davar bar k'mo shi'ezbar. That's absolutely clear to us. But at the same time, says the Maharal, I need you to understand that what? That before you can get to the chesed of Torah, and the noam of Torah, and the tov of Torah, and the rachmanis of Torah, you need to be mekabel the mishpat of Torah, the yosher of Torah, the din of Torah. Raka kavana po, ki lo mitzad hazeh nitna Torah lahana'asam. As much as all of that is true, as we learned again the last couple of times, mitzvos lav lahenos nitnu. Mitzvos are not for our pleasure. Do we get tremendous pleasure? Yes. Ragnitna Torah bedin v'yosher. V'emzeh ha'kol letov lanu, and nonetheless, it's all for our benefit. Ki ein roi el asher hu ha'tov ha'amiti she'ov v'menu rak tov. Because Hashem, who is the tov gamor, Hashem, who is the ultimate source of good, no bad can come from Him. If God forbid, a Tisha B'Av happens this year, we'll review the pasuk in the third parak of Eicha, which says what? Me'ito lo teitze ha'ra'os. That from him no bad emerges. There can be no bad that comes from the one who is all good. So therefore, there's no question that the outcome of Torah is what? Is that it's certainly very, very good for us. But the tzava, but the tzivoy of Torah, he gezeira shagazer aleim hamitzvos, that Hashem decreed the mitzvos upon us, like a king who decrees, v'zesha amar, sha'osa midos Hashem yisbarach rachmem, Ve'enon ela gezeros. And going back to the Gemara that we really began this whole discussion with, the Gemara in Brachos, Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, that if a person says about the mother bird of the mitzvah Shiluach HaKein that it's Rachmanis, you're making a mistake. It's not Rachmanis. It's a gezeros of Hashem. And then after you've accepted that, then we can start to learn what the mitzvahs have to say to us. So we'll continue over here to Hashem next time with Perek Zayin. He'll introduce us to another Shita of the Rambam, that mitzvos generally have an explanation, but all of the nitty-gritty details are really just to test us to see how loyal we are. And you'll obviously expect the Maharal to not be happy with that, right? That every detail of Torah is deep and conveys a message, and none of it's random at all, none of it's just a test, okay? But Amir Tzashem, we'll see that on Tuesday night. Okay, Yashar Koyach, thank you for being here.